The question is, in sending prayers to the devas, are there any guidelines on how to write the prayers? Because some things we have to go through, we have to experience. And yes, there are guidelines. We should always give alternatives of what we would be content with, what we would be happy with. For instance, you're wondering, you're making a prayer about summer vacations. Shall we go to Europe? Shall we go to Canada? Shall we go to India? Should we go to Australia? Those are four alternatives that you might be content with. So the devas will take this prayer and they will look into your karmas of going to Europe, of going to Australia, and see what would come up in your karma if you went to Australia, what would come up in your karma if you went to Europe. And then they would make a big thought form about the one that would be the very best place for you to go. And they would all stand together close to you, make a big thought form, and that would begin standing out in your mind more than all the other places, and you would have a desire to go there, and you'd sort of forget about the other alternatives that you had, and you know that your prayer had been answered. And that's how they work with you. But they cannot help you unless they're asked to help you. Because many of these devas are not allowed to entangle themselves in human karmas. Some of them also might cause themselves to reincarnate before their time into a fleshy body. So they keep apart, but if you ask, you take the one step, you allow them to take nine steps toward you and help you with the prayer. If you're going through a bad time in your karma, they will help you get into the mental framework so that you understand what you are going through. They may not be able to stop what you're going through, but the understanding of what you're going through, getting the lesson out of the experience, will be more benefit than stopping the experience, obviously. And many of the devas in the inner world work together and talk together and communicate together. And if it's too much for them to handle, they go to the Mahadevas, who will give them advice and handle these various things that come up in living in a human life and a human body. But to just depend on the inner world devas to do everything for you is weakening to the individual. There are many, many things that you can do yourself. They say, when the will rises and commands, the gods are willing to obey. So you have to use your willpower first and try your very best to do the very best that you can. And then you get all the devonic help. So don't just send the prayers and say, you know, live my life for me, inner world beings. I'm not going to do anything. And sit back, put my feet up, and let you do everything for me. It does not work that way. You know, it does not work that way. Thank you very much, and have a beautiful day, everyone. Om Namah Shivaya. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu.